You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with both Carter Hawkins and Taylor Hill, owners of Spark Marketer, authors of Blue Collar Proud, and host of the Blue Collar Proud Show podcast. Gentlemen, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. It's glad to be here.
Yes, and glad to have you both with us. Certainly looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So for starters, Taylor, tell us why Blue Collar. Get into that for starters.
Well, you know, we've probably worked about 200 blue collar service businesses over the past 7 years. And what we realized is they're really underserved in a lot of ways. And so we wanted to start something that would give them really the encouragement, mentorship, an education that they need, mainly because they're really, really great at their trade, but they're not always as astute at business. And so that's where they struggle a lot of times. And we decided this was a place that we love. We love working with the guys. I've not met a blue collar proud or blue collar owner yet that I have not just thoroughly enjoyed. So these are the guys, you know, they build our homes, they make sure our water is clean. They do the stuff that a lot of us don't want to, and sometimes we kind of disrespect them in ways until we need them. I mean, if your house is flooding, you need a plumber, and at that time, they become the most important person in your world.
You got that right, and really when it comes down to it, we're in need of the blue-collar worker at some point every day of our lives, so this is certainly... Certainly like the focus here. Now, Carter, if you would, how does a lack of respect for blue-collar workers affect those who work in the industry?
You bet. We see it all the time. I'll tell you a quick story. This was told to us by a blue-collar business owner who went into a home, and while he was there doing what he was doing, kind of behind, in a closet full of mechanical equipment, he's inspecting and doing what he needs to do, and behind him he hears the homeowner, who was a doctor, telling his son, a teenager, "You see, Franklin, if you don't go to college and get good grades, this is the kind of work you're going to end up doing for the rest of your life." And our client that told us this, it just rocked his world. He thought, what's wrong with what I do? Why would somebody disparage me because I'm coming into their home and doing work that they don't know how to do and aren't willing to do themselves? So that kind of disrespect, that kind of lack of understanding of the importance of blue collar is something that we see a lot of. You know, Mike Rowe talks about this, the importance of college, the importance or the fact that colleges put too much importance on in the world. The fact that trade schools can provide a much less expensive, better paying job than a 4-year college degree can, oftentimes. It makes up 54% of the workforce, blue collar jobs and trades do. And so those jobs need to be filled. And we just think that, you know, as a culture, as a society, we need to elevate blue collar work and be proud of what we do. Thus the name of the book.
I love it. And how can an owner change his business's culture for the better? Get into that a little, if you would.
Well, one of the things that we realized in discussing so many things with so many blue-collar owners that we knew, the people that were really, really successful had incredible cultures. And the ones that struggled really didn't. And we also looked at our own business at the time and realized we needed to get better at our culture. So we did a little bit of an experiment. So we took about 18 months and really worked on our culture at our business. And we have a marketing company called Spark Marketer. And it literally changed our world. It rocked our world. I tell you, it made such a difference. And so through our experience and also talking to others, we realized the value of having a really good culture. If you have a good culture, you can build great teams. And a lot of times we hire for skill and think that, well, whatever culture this guy brings to me is okay. The reality is we've realized we want to hire for culture and train for skill. It makes a 180-degree turn in your business. And we saw it in ours, and we've seen it in other people that have done it as well. So we are absolutely convinced that building a really good culture in your business, the first thing you have to do is starts with leadership. You have to be willing to do it. And a lot of times leaders have to eat a little crow because we bring our own culture and build businesses that we don't like in the end, but by golly, we built them. So we're responsible for them. So the good news is you can change that. And that is, you know, that's just been a wonderful thing for us to experience and to be able to talk about that and really encourage and help other businesses change their cultures. It's absolutely extraordinary.
And changing the culture, just to kind of touch on what we were talking about in terms of respect, changing the culture is the way that we start to show the world that what we do is worthy of respect. We say this a lot around here, that dignity doesn't come from the job you do. It comes from the way you do the job. And so there's this chicken and the egg issue that happens in blue collar, and we see it in the culture of businesses all the time. And I don't know which starts it off, which comes first. Is it that the world treats blue collar people like they don't have jobs worthy of respect, and so blue collar workers and business owners just live up to that low expectation and behave in ways that feed that stereotype? I mean, I'm thinking of all the stereotypes about plumbers and construction workers. And, you know, so does the world just expect people to behave badly and so they just behave badly because that's what's expected of them? Or do they behave badly and the world looks at how they behave and thus a stereotype is born? I don't know. But what I do know is the way to change that is through what Taylor was talking about, changing the culture in your business. And when that begins to change, when business owners say, I want to grow a business that I'm proud of, and people in my business behave in ways that they can hold their heads up and be proud of the work that they do as a team, as part of this, realizing their work has value and that they have dignity because they do the job well, now we're changing the culture. And by changing the culture in a business, we start to change the culture in the world as well.
And this becomes more and more important and will be more important as we go, because a lot of people don't understand blue collar, especially service businesses that come to your home. I've been reading a lot about automation and the displacement of jobs. This is going to be one of the safest jobs in America in the future. And so it's really important to make sure that people coming out of high school understand that this is a place that they can have long-term jobs. The issue we have a lot of times is we've got kids coming out of high school that are wanting to go to work for companies that have purpose. And so part of the leadership issue in culture is to make sure that every company has a purpose. And their purpose is long-term, that people can buy into and really sink their teeth into, because we want these kids to develop careers, not just a job.
Right on target. Today we are joined by both Carter Harkins and Taylor Hill, owners of Spark Marketer, authors of Blue Collar Proud, and host of the Blue Collar Proud Show podcast here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, what kind of support systems are there for blue-collar business owners, and how can they help?
There aren't many support systems, to be honest, Eric. We talk about the lack of those quite often. You know, if you're in a sexy industry like technology or even healthcare, you know, there are all sorts of associations and support systems that provide continuing education, that provide, you know, just a wealth of information to help career people with degrees in those fields be able to advance through, you know, a very well-oiled and well-defined career path. For blue-collar businesses, oftentimes home services like plumbing, it's a dead-end job. You hire on as a tech and you work and you do what you're doing. There are abilities. You can continue your education a little bit, become a master plumber, a journeyman. You can do these things, but it only gets you a little bit more. There's not a clear path. So the support systems that we're talking about are really bringing more structure to the industries in blue collar industries and really starting to help companies think about not just hiring for a job, but creating careers for people. When you start to change the culture in a business to think that way, then you start really creating support systems. I think about it this way. We hear this complaint a lot, business owners that say, I can't find good people. There are no good people willing to work anymore. Young people don't have a desire to work. These millennials, blah, blah, blah. I mean, we hear it a lot. What we've found, though, is that that's just absolutely not true. There are businesses that aren't worth working for, certainly, but those that are willing to work are looking for those companies who are being led by people who know how to lead them. And leading younger people, I'm going to use the word millennials, I don't always like that word, but you know, this new generation of the workforce that's coming online right now, they want to be led by somebody. They want the opportunity to contribute to the success of the company that they work for. They don't just want to answer an ad for help wanted and be thrown into a job doing menial work and not given any say over how that job is going to progress for them from one level to the next. So we're talking about creating support systems where a company says, I'm going to create a career path here. But in order to do that, you have to have a business owner who wants to grow their business and not simply just create a job for themselves that perpetuates this kind of low wage, low expectation. I just need any warm body to fill this seat and get in this truck and drive here and turn a wrench, but create a job for them, a career for them. So support systems are necessary that way. Business owners need to be able to connect with other business owners and find support and encouragement and mentoring for how they're going to grow their business, how they're going to become better leaders. All of that becomes really important when we talk about support systems.
Also, what resources do you have for blue-collar business owners looking to improve their businesses?
Well, one of the first things that we've done is we've created a podcast, and on our podcast, it's called Blue Collar Proud Show. You can find it at the bcpshow.com. We really bring in other business owners. We bring in coaches. Sometimes we bring in some coaches not in the field of blue collar, but certainly coaches that can relate to blue collar. We want to make sure that it's a place that people can listen to it on their own terms, which is one of the things I love about podcasts. The other thing we've done is write a book. We've written a book called Blue Collar Proud. It's 10 principles for building a kick-ass business you love. This really is toward business owners for the most part, but we've had some people that we've been real surprised that have read it. We've got comments from some millennials that have said, man, you guys are right on the mark, which made Carter and I feel really good, I have to tell you. Yeah. we were on the mark there. But pretty much what we want, and here's what we believe, that there's not only a deficit in skilled workers, but there's a deficit in really good leaders in this country. And so we've got to build better leaders. And there are people out there talking to the CEOs and high up echelon in major companies that get it. But there's not a lot of people talking to the 1, 2, 3 truck guy that's out there trying to get it done. And they need help. And it's not that they're helpless. And it's not that they don't know anything. A lot of it is there's not a lot of places to go that people talk their language. And so we want to talk their language and give them the help they need.
Absolutely. The 10 principles in the book outline the specific things that, we think lead to a business, growing a business that you can be proud of. And we call it growing your business the blue collar proud way. It's something that you're buying into as a cultural shift for your business. And when you grow your business this way, when you empower your people this way, you start to see monumental changes in your business and in your community. And the podcast is where we talk about that every single week.
Well, gentlemen, it certainly has been great to have had you again. Like I said earlier, really like the focus here. It is unique and certainly a unique niche here. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a tip here for the listeners? Again, in conclusion.
Well, I would say the tip I'm going to give you is really a marketing tip. The one thing that a blue-collar business or any business can do to help themselves above anything else is to get reviews. And we've got a system here. It's the simplest thing in the world. If people want to contact us through the Blue Collar Proud Show, that'd be fine. It's called the Spark Review Engine, and it's the easiest thing in the world, and we're getting great results from it. And we're more than happy to let people try it.
And certainly appreciate that. Before you go, where can listeners get further information online in all regards, and how could one be in touch?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to get a hold of us is to go to our website, bcpshow.com. That's where you'll learn all about the Blue Collar Proud Show, learn about our book, be able to find information about that, as well as to contact us through the online form. Our email address is simply guys@bcpshow.com. That's guys@bcpshow.com.
Again, Carter and Taylor, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success. Thanks for what you're doing in your unique space. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric.
We have been speaking with both Carter Harkins and Taylor Hill, owners of Spark Marketer, authors of Blue Collar Proud, and hosts of the Blue Collar Proud Show podcast. And for more information, visit bcpshow.com and sparkmarketer.com. And this has been Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.